the New York Mets and the stock market. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Well, it turns out the month of October was pretty good to Kansas City fans, as well as pretty good to people with publicly traded shares of companies. The S&P 500 and the Dow each went up more than 8% for the month. NASDAQ Composite was up more than 9%. Bonds, not so much in October, but sticking with stocks, let's turn to Julian Emanuel, Executive Director, U.S. Equity and Derivative Strategy at UBS Securities. Good morning to you, Julian.
Good morning, David.
So it's a good thing some people were in the stock market in the month of October. It turned out pretty well.
A lot of things went right in the month of October. You had both the European Central Bank and the Chinese authorities coming out with more liquidity. You had earnings season better than expected. And to a certain extent, you had the political situation in Washington resolving itself a bit more favorably.
All right. So you're carrying this bullish sentiment into this new month, this month of November?
Well, we may just want to take a step back and catch our breath, because the fact that the Fed put itself back on the table for a potential rate hike in December is probably going to keep the market in check as we look towards November.
I'm talking to you from New York City. You're in New York City. Should we even mention that the Mets lost? But they were in the World Series. What did you figure out, Julian, about the years that follow when the Mets are in the series?
Our hearts are heavy in New York today, but unfortunately, the years when the Mets appear in the World Series, the following year has been, in general, a difficult time for equities, and that's four occasions, 1973, 1986, and 2000. The following years proved to be quite challenging for equities.
Quite challenging is kind of a euphemism. Julian Emanuel at UBS Securities, thank you for this, and let's celebrate with the Kansas City victors. What do you say?
Why not? Thank you, David.
And before you start tweeting in, let's remind ourselves that correlation is not causation with this Mets stock indicator. This week, federal regulators are expected to tell truckers that they have to digitally log the number of hours they drive. This rule from the Department of Transportation requires electronic logging devices, ELDs, instead of paper logs. Sally Hership says more.
Today, the rules say truckers only need to keep a paper log of their hours.
So they literally take a pen and a ruler and they fill out their times every day of when they're driving and when they're on a break.
Bob Costello is with the American Trucking Association. He says when the new rule passes, the process will be automated and companies should have an easier time matching drivers and loads. But he says in the short run, the new rule could cost drivers.
So the biggest cost will be putting the device in the truck.
Electronic logging devices could cost anywhere up to a couple thousand dollars. And there's another change. It's not what you'd call cheating, but say you're a driver and you're at a truck stop.
And you want to begin your day and you get on the highway and it is just jammed up.
Drivers are only allowed 11 hours behind the wheel a day, and to work, no more than 14.
Once you start that truck and turn it on and move it, boom, your day starts counting down.
But if you're stuck in traffic, electronic devices don't leave any wiggle room. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
The following innovation is by no means ready for market yet, but researchers at Cambridge University have just published some key advances on that holy grail of technology, rechargeable battery design. You have a lithium-ion battery in your phone. The advances are in the field of what are called lithium-air batteries that might mean future batteries, including electric car batteries, that are 80% lighter, or if you hold the battery size constant, 5 times more powerful. The results have been published in the journal Science. A battery's capacity is crucial, but researchers have figured out how to recharge these things, at least for a number of times. Cambridge University chemistry professor Claire Gray is one of the study's authors.
Batteries for cars or other applications, you want these batteries to go on for years. And the problem we have, particularly in the lithium air or lithium oxygen battery, is there are a lot of side reactions. And these side reactions then gradually cause deterioration in the battery. So each time you cycle and you charge and you discharge, the capacity you get out of it is worse.
So would you say you've cracked it? Do you get enough cycles out of what you've been working on?
think I would be very foolish to say I've cracked it. I think what we've done is we've demonstrated different chemistries. And so the sort of side reactions that you see in the lithium peroxide system are greatly diminished in our system. And what we're trying to do now is really understand why that is so that we can sort of shut down the side reactions that we do see and understand them.
So your work shows all this promise. I would assume that the electric car industry is taking notice.
I think the electric car industry has looked at what we've done, and I think they say that it's nice, but the rate is still too slow. So the rate being how fast you can charge and discharge your battery. Now, we're still orders of magnitude of what you would want from a car battery, where you want to have rapid acceleration, you want fast charge. And so what we've got to do is now really understand how we can improve that part of the battery. That's when the electric vehicle will wake up. I mean, there are plenty of applications where you don't need such high-rate batteries.
Now, I assume that since you're talking to the likes of me about this, that you do have some patent protection for some of the stuff that you have worked out?
Yes, we have patent protection, yes.
Claire Gray is a professor of chemistry at Cambridge University. Professor, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Still, the work of Dr. Gray and her team does suggest a future where you could drive an all-electric car uninterrupted from, say, Boston to Washington, D.C., or Los Angeles past San Francisco, clear on up to that destination hotspot, Petaluma, California. Both of those are more than 400-mile stretches, by the way. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.